huge, an incredible return for your money on education spending. So about every dollar you put into the education, you're like just about doubling your money, I think, is a stat that I've seen. So it's a really great fiscal investment. Often investments that work in, just kind of speaking as a political science student, investments in preventative measures. So like sponsoring community programs to get kids involved and active and into sports and off of, you know, like away from activities like drugs and stuff, has real down the line benefits. No, everybody hates talking about Bob Ray, but some of the programs that he did in terms of like making music and stuff accessible to teens and kids, like just some of the programs that he instituted and the funding that he put in place, that was really important to getting some of our most famous and most incredible Canadian hip hop artists off the ground and started in their careers. I think one of the folks involved in like the Baby Blue Sound Crew kind of deal and era gave a big shout out to the Ray programs. Certainly Bob Ray was not perfect. I disagree with a great many of his actions from that time, but you kind of see where I'm going, right? Preventative healthcare, also huge. That the money that you put into preventative healthcare saves a lot of cash on kind of the in the long term down the road. That's why work around preventing chronic diseases and chronic illness is vital and I think something that we should be looking out for. So that's just an example of one of the reasons why you should kind of vote beyond your personal interest and sort of kind of vote with your vote with the benefit of the community and benefit of the most marginalized folks in mind. And the CSA is going to be running lots of awareness around that. So that's really exciting. Keep a watch out. A lot of it because there's going to be classes and there's not going to be a lot of time for attending events, especially with exams coming up. We recognize that. We understand. So a lot of this is going to be run through social media, which is really exciting. We're going to be doing a lot of awareness on programs like this one. And there's going to be lots of stuff on Facebook and Twitter and all those good things. So, yep. I think that's what I've got to say on that. So watch out, look out for your candidates in Guelph, look out for your candidates at home, because you can vote in either place. You can vote in Guelph if you wish to, or you can vote in your home community. And so exciting stuff. And watch out for elections updates and news from the Central Student Association, because we've got lots of stuff coming at you soon. So, yeah, we're going to go to another song now. Let's do more Oustra. Let's do Young and Gay. This is a song that was written for a gentleman named Will Monroe. He passed away recently of cancer, and he was an incredibly, incredibly important organizer in the queer community. He was really important in bringing stuff like queer events in Toronto outside of the village, the sort of like Church and Wellesley area, and bringing it out into the broader community. And a lot of his events were really really inclusive of like all genders. It wasn't sort of like a gay men's event or a gay women's event. It brought queers of all stripes together, thinking about performance and thinking about art. One of his big parties was Vaseline, something that he created. And I think he grew up in the punk scene as well. And he was an artist and did all kinds of really interesting things around queer identity and did lots of cool event organizing in Toronto. So this is about him. And enjoy. So to Will Monroe, in the memory of Will Monroe from Austria, this is Young and Gay. Okay, so that was Young and Gay by Austria, which was a song written about Toronto artist, queer organizer, and performer Will Monroe, who passed away recently. So, yeah, what else do we have going on? There's the new Guelph transit strategy, so that's important. You can find the preview, actually, of some new routes and some new plans if you go onto the Guelph Transit website. So that's guelph.ca/living, and while you're on like the living page, you can just find Oh, that's weird. Transit. So, yep. Just click on quick links. Oh, man. I better search transit. I can't really find the link to the transit thing. Oh, okay. So they have a heading that says you told us you want to change. Here it is. So you can just click here for more information. And they've got a really cool preview. So you can see some of the routes changing. You can find their plan in the executive summary. So, yeah, for all the folks who have had complaints about the 52 and how long of a route it is, it's actually going to be split up, which is a really great idea, I think. A lot of the industrial routes are going to be reworked, so they're a little bit shorter and more effective for workers out in the industrial area. Yeah, it's really, I think, going to improve things. But definitely keep an eye on that and give Guelph Transit your input. On the buses themselves, you can find ways to get into contact with them and give your input into resources. But they've got just a big map, and you can see the different routes on there and what that's all going to look like. So I encourage you to check that out. And again, that's the just go to the public transit section of the website on the Guelph.ca website and see if what's up there is working for you. They also have, like, you know, the executive summary, the final report. They have everything up there available for you, summary presentation slides, lots and lots of details about the changes that are coming down for public transit. Yeah, so that's super, super exciting. And, yep, remain critical about the changes, for sure. Yep. And what else do we have? Okay, so there's Kazoo Fest coming up. Maylee Todd performed for the CSA Noon Hour concert last week, and she was absolutely stunning. So well done there. And she's going to be playing Kazoo Fest. It was a little Kazoo Fest preview. We got the organizers out there. That was awesome. You can pick up the Kazoo Fest booklets, Kazoo Festival 2011, and there's like a dude, or at least somebody, with some goggles and a big beard on the cover. It's pretty awesome. It's a small booklet, and they're available for free. So check out that. Some really awesome people are playing. Bonjay is awesome. I got to see them live. Jenny Omnicord, big fan of hers. She's got some really interesting, quirky music, so go and check her out. Wax Mannequin, Rival Boys, The Skeletones 4. So very excited for them. A queer core band called Gobble Gobble. There's a huge variety of events. You can check them out in the booklet and check out the order. So, yeah, there's an opening night party at Ed Video. It's all ages. It's free. Yeah, it's really, really cool. Then there's that's 7 to 10 p.m. and then evening hymns, Elf and Saddle and Michael Duguay are playing at the E-Bar at 10, starting at 10. So if you can do both, you can go to the party and you can go to the show at the E-Bar as well. And that's $8 at the door. And there's and National Film Board shorts that are going to be showing, and those are some selections from the Festival of Moving Media, which is really cool. And what else? What else? What else? Just lots of really amazing music. They've got a map there, so if you're listening and you're out of town and you're coming into Guelph for Kazoo Fest, they've got a map on there with everything that you need to know, which is good, because getting people to explain their way around Guelph is not super helpful all the time for people who don't already know Guelph. So the map is going to come in real handy if you're not too familiar with the surroundings. Yeah. So check out Kazoo Fest. Katie Stelmanis played last year and I missed it. I, I can't even believe it. I'm still so mad at myself for not going to that show. So it just kind of gives you an idea of, like, how awesome, like, they really are able to capture, up-and-coming artists and really give you a good idea of the sound and what's really current in our local music scenes. As well as showcasing some awesome people who've been around for a while and been around Guelph for a while, like Jenny and Wax Mannequin and all these awesome folks and Motum, I believe. If they're the same people I was thinking of, which is Slow Hand Modem. Yep, that's them. So that's very, very exciting. Lots of really innovative, interesting artists that I encourage you to check out. So pick up one of these little booklets, Kazine, the Kazine Fair, or I'm sorry, the Kazoo Zine Fair. should be in there as well. That's 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. At the E-Bar. That's the Zine and Comic Expo after party. Oh, very exciting. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Zine and Comic Expo is at Norfolk United Church. That's 75 Norfolk. That's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's all ages, and it's free to get in. So go check out some awesome zines there. Yeah, super exciting stuff going on. And Gobble Gobble, the queer core band that I was telling you about, is performing at 10:30 p.m. At Van Gogh's Ear, and that's $8 at the door. And it's all ages, so that's really exciting. All right, so let's go to some more awesome local music. I'm going to play a bit of Richard Laviolette for you. And his outfit, The Oil Spills, from the album All of Your Raw Materials. And let's go with Funeral Song. So this is Funeral Song by Richard Laviolette and The Oil Spills off of their album All Your Raw Materials. Go out and pick it up because it is astounding. If you think you don't like country, you do. You just haven't heard this album yet. So, yep. This is Funeral Song on 93.3 CFRU.
It's my time to pack up all my things and move across the line and get reacquainted with the dirt. You can toss me in a hole in the ground or whatever. You can light me on fire and throw me in the river. Just don't put me in some coffin so some preacher can deliver some uninspired words from the book. When I die, don't call no preacher. If I die, won't call one either. Leaving these words in all of the mouths of all of the people. People who can speak for themselves and are much better suited on this particular day to say a few words about an old friend in their particular way. Decide to die or whatever. All the people that I love, to decide to let me go. Get out of the church and bring it back home. It's much more comfortable there. Bring out a case of wine or whatever, 'cause the keg's pretty cheap if you brew the beer yourself. Sitting in the kitchen, all the stories that we'll tell. You're singing up a storm, or you really giving hell, 'cause the person you just died spent the whole night living in hell's just a figure of speech. We don't need nobody else here acting like we're dead, 'cause you'll all get your turn one day. Particular day to say a few words about an old friend in that particular way. When I die, don't call no preacher, and if I die, won't call one either. Even these words and all of the mouths of all of the people. Particular day to say a few words about an old friend in their particular way.
Okay, so we're back to State of the Union on CFRU 93.3 FM. That was Richard LaViolette and his Oil Spills with the song Funeral Song. How fabulous, right? Again, if you don't think you like country, you do. You just haven't heard this album. And speaking of great Canadian country music, or at least on this land that we commonly call Canada, there's also the lovely and talented Annie Gallup. A lot of, or at least some folks at West know about her because she tends to tour out there a little bit more because she's based in the American Westish Midwest area. So she's gotten out to some folk festivals and some country festivals out there. She's a spoken word artist and just is the most incredible storyteller. So I want to encourage you all to check her out because she's amazing. So I'm going to play some music from her. Y'all have heard me talk enough today. Get involved in your student union. Get involved with the food bank and the bike center. You can volunteer there. It's really amazing experience. Both services will make sure that you have anti-oppression training while you're volunteering there, as well as becoming familiar with CSA services and giving back to your community a little bit. So, yeah, I guess that's it. That's my last plug. And yeah. And if you don't like any of the candidates on your ballot, you can always refuse your ballot. It's a bit of paperwork. So it's generally, it's noted where spoiling your ballot usually isn't. Like, so yeah, refusing your ballot is another option if you feel like going to a polling station. But yeah, stay critically engaged with politics and what's going on in your world. All year round, every year, not just election years, is what the CSA is saying to you. So with that, I'm going to go to some Annie Gallup. This album absolutely changed my life. It's called Pearl Street. And it's the story of a family and of a woman named Kate. And there are sort of adventures and the trials and tribulations of romance and family and divorce and aging and travel. And it's really, 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 really cool. So, okay, I'm going to play one of my favorites from the album. I think it's one of the most interesting songs. Let's just do both. So here we go with Tulsa from the album Pearl Street by Annie Gallup. Thanks so much for listening to State of the Union today on CFRU 93.3 FM. And have a fabulous day.
I met Jack for a drink one night in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was working on the road crew. I was just passing through.
I dream.